Oh, this is Apostle Thompson. Let's read in John 4 again these powerful words from Jesus in verse 23 and 24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Our meditation this morning is steps to real worship and its benefit. Number one, real worship is based on a relationship. As you worship God, you get more aware of how great he is. As you study his word to develop that relationship, the Holy Spirit will help you to get a greater grip on your relationship with God. Therefore, you must get a revelation of God. A relationship is based on the revelation of who God really is and how great thou art. And then in worship, you must release all worship in faith. You know, the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. So even to worship God, you must do it in faith, even if sometimes you don't feel anything, but you know it's the right thing to do. Worshiping God will restore many things that have been stolen from you. In the process of getting in God's presence and acknowledging how great he is, you will begin to get in a position where God can restore some things to you that the enemy have stolen from you. And then in worship, there's the reality of God's presence will start flowing like a river. He will overwhelm you. He's waiting on the Father seeking such to worship him. And as you seek his face and seek his favor and seek him, he will begin to release a flow in your life. May there be a removal of all things that are a hindrance to your marriage and family and children and your business. May there be a revival breakout in your walk with God as you worship him on a daily basis. Worship him today. I see all roadblocks in your way being removed that you can go forward with great confidence. So as we set our hearts to learn more about worship in these meditations, I'm expecting revival, I'm expecting release, I'm expecting things to be removed out of your life that is not benefiting you, and I expect great benefits from God to be released in your life this very day.